You can see my award-winning climate comedy show Spoilers at a festival near you, provided you live near or are going to McCunclith or Wells comedy festivals. More dates added soon near you, conceivably, who knows what might happen.
And if you are at Mac, come and see ComCom Redacted live at 4 p.m. on the Saturday.
Go to stuartgoldsmith.com and click the very attractive banner image to find out more.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to this mini episode. It's very mini, I'm afraid, so I'm sorry if you've racked this up for a long drive. I always do that with Bugle episodes and then end up realising that they're only a little brief one. But there we go. Sorry, apologies if that's the case. How like Goldsmith to start a mini pod with an apology. I'm having a great time in the Edinburgh Festival, as you can probably hear from the state of my voice. I'm throwing myself into it with glee. I've been having some great shows. Thank you to the pod fans who've been along to that. I really appreciate it. It's really nice to meet you. And as you'll know, if you've met me, then my second question is always, and are you a comedian? And I'm thrilled if you are a comedian, but I'm properly thrilled if you're not. And you're basically a proper human that I've managed to interest somehow. Thank you, everyone, that's come along to the show. It is, of course, Extra Life at the Pleasance Courtyard, and it's at 7 o'clock every night. So if you are in Edinburgh, I would love to see you there. Do hang around afterwards. I'll come out and say hello. So very much appreciate that. I've had a couple of reviews, but as you know, I'm not reading them. I have very successfully managed to not read any reviews this year, apart from one, which was in Fringe Pig. I urge you all to look at Fringe Pig. I don't know who's doing it. It's probably someone we know, but it's all anonymously done, reviewing the reviewers. And there is a brilliantly awful review, a one-star review of Marcel Lucant's show, a friend of the show. You'll know he interviewed Alexis. It was last year, in fact, at this very festival. And someone has done a really, really terrible job of knowing what was going on at all at that show. And Fringe Pig has reviewed that review. It's very funny. So Google up Fringe Pig, have a look at that. I've got some other recommendations for you as well. These are all, they're in two lots. There's ones that I've seen. So here are some brilliant shows that I've seen. This isn't all of them. If you know I've seen your show and I haven't mentioned it here, that doesn't mean you're forgettable. I just don't want to bombard everybody. So Tom Neenan, I love this. Tom Neenan is absolutely brilliant. He used to be in a double act with Nish Kumar called the Gentleman of Leisure, the old GOL. And he's a fabulous sort of monologuist comic, really. He tells a ghost story called The Haunting at Lopham House. That's on in the Pleasance Courtyard. And I estimate it's got roughly 200 jokes in it. And they're really excellent. So go and see Tom Neenan. I saw Hannah Gadsby last night. I'm going to try and get her on the show. She did a show called The Exhibitionist, which is to do with her. It's all about portraits. And it's a brilliantly funny exploration of portraits throughout the ages and what we try to... what we try to transmit to the outside world. I won't say any more about that because I'm going to get her on the show, but that's homework. Go see Hannah Gadsby. Matt Ford is doing some brilliant political comedy. A lot of these I've mentioned on the Facebook page. If you want to check the ComCom Facebook group, search for Comedians Comedian Podcast Facebook group. I mean, that much is obvious. I've got to credit you with some intelligence. I've been trying to do one recommendation per day. And so some of these you will have heard me mention before. But Matt Ford, clean as a whistle, absolutely brilliant observational comedy about politics, Pleasance Courtyard as well. In the underbelly last night, I saw Felicity Ward, who we've had on the show before. Her new show, The Iceberg, contained my favourite single moment of The Fringe. I really, really enjoyed it, and I think you should definitely see that. Eleanor Tiernan was fantastic. I'm very much looking forward to seeing her. She's in The Counting House, I think. I'm very much looking forward to seeing the following comics as well. Stuart Black absolutely blew me away in Adelaide last year. Louisa Emelian, I've heard so much about Louisa. I can't wait to see her work. She's up here with her Beyonce show and a new one. Andy De La Tour, who's one of the guys from back in the 80s when it was dangerous, TN. I'm going to see him at the Gilded Balloon. Very much looking forward to Luke Benson, long-time pod listener and brilliant comic in his own right. Can't wait to see Luke. Tanya Edwards is in town. Will Seawood. You must see Will Seawood. The man is a human cartoon character. He did a show called Socialist Fairy Tales last year at the Gilded Balloon. He's back this year with some sort of midnight horror story show. But he is quite ludicrous. He looks like a sort of Well, I don't mean to be mean, but he has an incredible look. He looks like someone that has smashed his way out of a German fairy tale. I cannot wait to see him. He's such a lovely man. Very, very funny. Totally unique. And I can't wait to see Mark Simmons as well. I believe it's Mark Simmons' first year, and he is a brilliant new one-liner comic. So looking forward to him. I've heard lots of good things about Gaines. I think it's Gaines, as in Ed Gein, the serial killer. Bastards. Gaines Family Gift Shop. They're one of those pricks that arrived with a 5-star review on day one. So they're going to go great guns. But I'm good friends with Ed from the Family Gift Shop. And the others, I'm sure, are brilliant as well. Can't wait to look at that with my face. I was going to say, can't wait to look forward to it. I'm already looking forward to it. So, some lovely, lovely shows I've seen up here. Joel Dommett as well. Can't wait to see him. It's a fascinating year, just to talk about this for a second. Is it the tipping point year? Is this the year when the free fringe is so big that it's sort of insane to pay for a ticket? I don't think we're quite there yet, but there are a lot of free shows. And with that, of course, as well as this brilliant sort of democratisation and the fact that you no longer need to lose $7,000 to do a show, is also the fact that there are so many free shows. I've seen free shows who I would expect it to have been full. I've seen them half full as well now, because there's just such a split. There's such dissolution. That's not it either. Division of the audience. Division. Yes, multiplication and dissolution. There's such a division of the audience because there are now so many rooms. I think the Free Fringe is a brilliant thing in many of its forms. But it's going to be very interesting to see what happens next. And between those guys and the big TV names, you know, are we selling? Is it working? I'm having a great time, but I love the show. I'm glad I love the show. Do come along if you can. It's been a struggle for numbers in the first weekend. I think that was mostly the Commonwealth Games. Last two nights have been really full. And that noise there, which I'm almost certainly not allowed to... Probably that was... Let's say that was for satirical purposes. That was my alarm clock going off. It's 10:40 in the morning. I've been awake for ages, but that was like an emergency thing. This is not interesting. Let's get back to the interesting stuff. I judged a heat of So You Think You're Funny the other night for only the second time. I feel a bit odd about judging competitions. I know lots of comics don't like to get involved, but they asked, and I thought, well, at least if I'm in the room, then it's not entirely going to be, you know, at least there's a voice of a comedian in the room saying sensible things, I hope. That was great. So the guy that won, I think, was the right guy on the night. I'm not going to insult him by mispronouncing his name here. Yes, I am. It's Eshan Akbar, I think. Eshan or Eshan. I had a very brief chat with him afterwards, and I met a lot of the acts competing, and they were listeners. So thank you. I really appreciate that you guys are listening to the show. Good luck. Remember, it's only a competition, and they're all meaningless. But if you did make it to the final, good luck to you. And I'm sorry that when you asked me for feedback, I was quite so blunt. I think it was useful, but because I was sort of saying to people, yeah, listen, you're podcast listeners, so I'm going to give it to you straight. You're too much like Stuart Lee. You're too much like whoever it was, Harry Hill. Anyway, so apologies for that crashing conversation, but I hope we got something out of it. It was lots of fun to talk to you. Check the Facebook page for more recommendations daily. Thank you for your donations as ever. It's great to see those occasionally popping up on my phone. They go ping, someone's given me a tenner. And when I'm freaking out about losing money here at the Fringe, it's very, very nice. In fact, why don't we try this? Why don't we try, just for anyone who's listening to this one, just for the next 2 or 3 weeks of the Fringe, send me £2. Send me £2. Anyone can send me £2. If you've paid before, if you haven't paid before, just so it pops up on my phone, I will regard any donation of £2 as you just like walking through my field of view and doing that kind of double pointed, you know, the two gun fingers, like, hey, just a little pat on the back. In the next 3 weeks, send me £2 anytime, and whenever those pop up on my phone, I'll go, oh, you guys were listening, and I'll appreciate it. The live shows, of course, finally are at 11 o'clock at Bob and Misbehave's Bookshop at number 5 Holyrood Road, or even Holyrood Street. I don't know. You'll have to do the research yourself. You can get tickets from comedianscomedian.com. Just click the banner there. Feel free to drop me messages as well. Just what I think of this, feel free to drop me a line and let me know if there's stuff you feel I should desperately see. You're not allowed to promo your own show to me. That's sort of now not how it works. We've got to make it promo proof. Of course, the smart kids will get in cahoots with each other and recommend each other's shows. But you can do that. I don't mind. If there's something you think I should desperately see, if there's something game-changing, if there's some... I'm on the lookout for some batshit crazy, like a French heavy metal opera or something. Just some weird stuff would be good too. But if there's any stand-up names who are in town you feel I should be talking to, give me a shout. 11 o'clock, first one is this Sunday at Bob and Misbehave's Bookshop. I'm going to be talking to Sam Simmons. I can't wait. Bridget Christie, Phil Kay and Josie Long are all in the running coming up. And they're not in the running. They're booked. They're all coming up soon. And one more special guest. Got a couple of options there. Let me know that special guest place is still unfilled. Send me a tweet at ComComPod or an email info@comedianscomedian.com and let me know who you think we should get. That's everything. There we go. 9.5 minutes. I mean, it was what it was. I've got to get back to running around like a blue-arsed man doing stuff. Love you all. Hi, God, I hope I get through this. Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.